produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you and welcome to Leaders of Legacy Radio. God bless you. Come on in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. We're excited about what the Lord is going to do today on this segment of Leaders of Legacy Radio. We're going to talk about the heart and the measure. The measure. What does it really mean? The measure, the intent, the intention of the heart, the measure. Come on in and join us. I thank you for joining us. This is your host, Minister Mel. I'm going to be speaking out of 1 Samuel chapter 16. And, you know, it's all too familiar, the anointing of David when Samuel goes to Bethlehem. But I want to look at it in a different way, in a different measure. Not just that David was anointed king, but I want to look at it in the measure of our hearts, the measure, you know. So as we begin, we're just going to jump right in because I just really want to get into the Word of God. And I feel the presence of God and the unction on this to come forth. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word, that it's truth, that it's life. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're leading, Holy Spirit, and that you will fill my mouth with the words, Holy Spirit, that you want released. So I just thank you and I bless you. I pray that every listener has ears to hear, hearts to receive, and a mind to be renewed in your presence, Lord. Because if you don't show up, Lord, it's not worth doing anything. If you don't show up, Jesus, then it's not worth it, Lord, if you're not in our midst. So I just thank you for being ever present, for being omniscient, for being our all in all. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we bless your word in Jesus' name. And the word goes forth. It says, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you grieve for Saul when I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have chosen a king for myself amongst his sons. But Samuel said, how can I go? When Saul hears about it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer from the herd with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. You shall invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do after that, and you shall anoint for me the one whom I designate. The one whom I designate. So Samuel did what the Lord said and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and said, do you come in peace? And he said, in peace I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Look at all of the pieces in just the first couple of verses. Just the first couple of verses that we read here. You know, the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve Saul when I have rejected him as king?" You know, how many times do we question what God said, or do we question what God reveals? And how many times do we try to make it something different than what God has shown us? You know, God shows us someone's intention. God shows us their heart. God shows us their motive, and God exposes it. But yet we want to see the best in people, and we want to pull things out of them, and we totally disregard what God is showing us. You know, and we try to ignore the red flags that God has shown. And we think, but here in the word, it's saying God rejected Saul. God did that. Not just the devil. God rejected Saul. You know? And then he says he's going to show who the king is among the sons of the Bethlehemite. He's going to show. And Samuel right away questioned, "But how can I go? He's going to kill me. If Saul finds out, he'll kill me." Fear almost paralyzed. You know, fear tried to creep in. Fear tried to get a grip of Samuel. Imagine if he would have allowed the fear to creep in and not go because he was afraid of dying. Are our hearts totally sold out to God's will that we're even willing to die? Are you willing to die for this gospel that we preach? For this Christ, our Savior, that we stand for? Are you willing to die? Is that the measure of our heart? Is that the measure of our heart? So Samuel did what the Lord said, right? And when he came into town, people were asking, "Do you come in peace?" People were afraid or questioning his presence or questioning his coming. People were wondering and questioning, what did he, you know, what is his intention here? Have you ever been in a place where people look at you and give you the side eye, and they wonder and they question, what does she think she's doing here? Who does he think he is? You know, what could they possibly be here for? The intent, the measure in which we think a thing, the measure in which we release a word, the measure in which we receive something, the measure. God is so fixed on the measure and the intention. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. He also consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. Verse 6. So it happened, when they had come, he looked at Eliab, the eldest son, and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And there we see again, the Lord says, "I have rejected. I have rejected." You know, rejection wasn't meant to be a bad thing and a burdensome thing. Rejection can actually be the redirection in your life that God uses when people overlook you and when people see you know, something that you're not, or when people, you know, they measure you by the standard of what they think they know, or they measure you by, you know, what the outside looks like, and they miss the whole intention of your heart, the measure. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass before Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Next, Jesse had Shama pass by, and Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen him either." Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." The Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" Jesse replied, "There is still one left, the youngest. He is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send word and bring him, because we will not sit down to eat the sacrificial meal until he comes." When God calls, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you're at. The call of God is not going to pass you, because people think that you're not capable of it, or, you know, you're just a silly boy or a silly girl out tending the flock and tending the sheep. When the call of God is upon your life, there's no one that can overlook it. God will find you out. God will find you out. And we have to be certain of that. We have to understand that. You know, we have to truly understand that and believe that. David anointed. So Jesse sent word and brought him in. Now he had a ruddy complexion with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. The Lord said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." When people just saw a shepherd boy, God saw a king. When people saw a nobody and a young one that, you know, was fooling around in the fields and hunting bears and fighting lions, God was making a king in his faithfulness. God was raising a king in his faithfulness. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented and terrified him. You know, when we're anointed and we're called by God, we don't have to fight for it. It just flows. There's a flow that comes off of us. There's a flow. There's an anointing. There's a grace on your life to flourish in the things that God has called you to, because of his anointing. Because of his anointing. Nothing that we do, nothing. It's our heart's posture before the Lord. The measure of our hearts before God will show God what we're ready to be faithful with, what we're ready to handle, what we're ready to endure, what God thinks is far more greater than what any man or woman here on this earth could ever look upon us and think about us, or presume or assume about us. When God has anointed and called you, there's no one that can take that from you. No one. No one can take that from you, despite what we look like, despite the failures, despite what's going on in our lives. There's no one that can take that. And the anointing, you don't have to fight for the anointing. When you're anointed by God, it will make room for you on its own. The measure of the anointing, the measure of what God finds you faithful with, he makes room for that. He makes room for that measure to come forth. And when you're faithful before the Lord, he's the one that does the increasing. He's the one that makes it flourish. You know, Saul's servant said to him, "Behold, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servants who are here before you to find the man who plays skillfully on the harp. And when the evil spirit from God is on you, he shall play the harp with his hand, and you will be well. So Saul told his servants, "Find me a man who plays well and bring him to me." One of the young men said, "Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is a skillful musician, a brave and competent man, a warrior, discerning, prudent, eloquent in speech, and a handsome man, and the Lord is with him." That is how they describe David. How do people describe you? When people mention your name, when people look upon you, what do they see? What do they describe you as? The measure of a man or woman is in the measure of the heart, is in the measure of the intent. The intentions of the heart, that is what God measures. God measures the intentions in our hearts. So Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me David, your son, who is with the flock." Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread and a jug of wine and a young goat and sent them to Saul with David, his son. Then David came to Saul and attended him. Saul loved him greatly, and later David became his armor bearer. Saul sent word to Jesse, saying, "Please let David be my attendant, for he has found favor in my sight." He has found favor in my sight. So it came about that whenever the evil spirit from God was on Saul, David took a harp and played it with his hand, so Saul would be refreshed and be well, and the evil spirit would leave him. When we see in the word here, in the beginning, Saul's heart was for David. Saul's heart was for David, and Saul loved him. Saul loved him, and David became his armor bearer. And then when we go down in the scriptures, we find out the same person that loved David so much was the same one that wanted to kill him when David became and started to bloom and started to flourish, and people started to honor him and people started to look upon him, and you know, and the measure of David's heart never changed. When Saul loved him and when Saul was persecuting him, the measure in David's heart never changed. How many times have we been connected to people that once loved us so greatly and then turned around and started saying all kind of things about us, or got us, you know, something that we said, they miscommunicated what we said, they misunderstood what we said, or something that we did, they took it and ran with it and put a wedge in the relationship, or, you know, just the measures of the heart in which we receive, in which we perceive things, will cause us to change upon the way that we look at one another. And it shouldn't be. The measure of our hearts are always made by God, and we should always think of the best in our brother and sister, the best in those that we work with, the best, despite what people may do to us and despite what people may say. That measure in our heart needs to remain pure before the Lord, because just like God sent a rejected spirit on Saul, what's not to say that God can do it to one of us? The spirit of rejection, the spirit of rejection. And it's never to kill us. The spirit of rejection is never to kill us. It's to redirect us. God was after the measure of Saul's heart. God was after the measure of Saul's heart. You know, I can just imagine what it was like back then to be Samuel, you know, and to hear God so clearly and walk with God so closely and not have nothing, not have, you know, prophets speaking over him, not having social media to hear him, not having nothing but the still small voice of the Father. The still small voice of the Father. How many times do we neglect the still small voice of the Father, bringing conviction, bringing a word, bringing, you know, the measure of ourselves, exposing that to ourselves? But we're so quick to look at someone else and blame someone else, or, you know, blame the body of Christ, or blame our coworkers, and blame our husband, blame our wife, blame whoever. But it's the measure in our hearts that God is after. Do we walk with God close enough to hear when he's telling us to go and do this? Or do we just look upon a people and think, oh no, yeah, that's them. That's the one. Do we really seek the Lord in knowing who's who and what's what? Or do our own perception of people get in the way? Does our own perception of people get in the way? Instead of seeing it through the eyes of Christ and the one that Christ appointed, the one that God called. Do we look at that? Do we look at the outside and think in our minds, well, they can never be. They can never do what I can do. They can never. Oh, this. Oh, that. The measure of our response is what God is after in this hour. It's the measure of our response, responding to his word, responding to his truth, responding to his correction, responding to the way that he's guiding us, the way that he's telling us to do it. We can look around and we see so many, you know, that are doing similar things, and we can mimic and copy, or we can truly be led like Samuel was led. He was led by the Lord, of the Lord. And he yielded his heart. He yielded his heart to God to listen with a clear motive, with a clear intention. He listened to what the Father wanted done, not whom he thought, not what he thought. He listened to what the Father wanted done, and he responded in such that he did exactly what the Father did. How many times do we miss it? Because the measure of our heart is insecure. The measure of our heart is intimidated by those that are doing more than us. The measure of our hearts are, you know, in fear of not being good enough, or, you know, not feeling adequate enough. Or the measure of our hearts is putting our hope and trust in man, that man can open doors, or man can send us, and man can make us, when really the measure of our heart is weighed by no one but God. And only he can open doors for us to prosper. Only he can open doors. Only he brings the anointing. Only he brings the things in the spirit that we need to survive in the natural. Only God. But we put our emphasis on man, and we put our emphasis on the things that we have, and we put our hope in what we see. In what we see here and now, instead of trusting and believing that God has a greater plan, that God knows the intention in our heart. God knows every motive. God knows everything. God knows every word before we even release it. God knows it when it's just a thought in our mind. So when those thoughts come and, you know, those accusations come, or those feelings of resentment come, or, you know, when the pride tries to creep in, and when we think that we have it all together and our way is better than God's way, the measure, the intent, what are we releasing truly before the Lord? For God knows our hearts better than we know ourselves. God knows our minds. The word of God is used to search our hearts, to cut through the intentions, to cut through the evil desires, to cut through the ways and the whimpering and the complaining and the strife and the division. The intentions of the heart need to be weighed with the word of God. With the word of God. The measure in which you send it, the measure in which you think it, the measure in which you release it, the measure in which you post it, the measure. There's always an intention. What is your intention like? What measure does your intention hold? Is it to prove a point? Is it to be better? Or is it to be humbly submitted to the God that we serve, the Jesus that we serve, to be humbly committed to the one that knows us better than we know ourselves? The measure in which we release to the Lord will be the measure in which God gives it back to us in anointing. The measure in which we release to our brothers and sisters, to those in need, to those who don't seem like they fit the part, the measure that we give it will be the same measure that God brings it back into our lives. So let us search our hearts tonight. Let us search our hearts and keep them ever present before the Lord, ever present on the altar. Let us search our hearts and ask the Lord to cut wide, to cut deep, because we don't want to miss. We want to walk so closely with Him that if He says to stop dead in our tracks, that we stop. If He says go right, if He says go apply for this, if He says go there and buy that, give this away, are we yielded and surrendered in a true measure to understand His leading? Or are we going to try to make means and do what we know how to do with our own hands, with our own, you know, our own desires? Are we going to remain yielded on the altar so that He may measure out? So He may measure out the intentions within us. Amen. So let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we come before You, Father, with humble hearts. And we ask, Father, that You would forgive us when the measure of our intention was off. When the measure of Your call for us was so much greater than we can see ourselves. Father, we ask You that You would forgive us and that You would lead us, that You would lead us besides the paths of living water, the paths of righteousness, that You would lead us like those that walked with You back then, so close, so intimate, that You would lead us to that kind of walk. That we would hear Your voice and we wouldn't question it. That we would hear Your voice and we would walk hand in hand doing what You calling us to do, O God. And may the measure of our heart's intention, O God, be ever so pleasing before You, Lord. For Your word says, Lord, that the heart is deceitful above all else, O God. Above all things, that the heart is deceitful, Lord, and that we're to guard our hearts, O God, because out of it springs the well of life, O God. So I ask You, O God, to measure us tonight. Cut away, O God, the things that don't belong, O God. Make our intentions pure. Keep our hearts pure before You, God. that we would understand, oh God, that sometimes it's you that brings the rejection on us, oh God, to try to redirect us, oh God, that it's not always the enemy, oh God, that brings about rejection, but sometimes it's you, Lord, trying to get the deepest part of our attention, oh God. Oh God, may we never be Sauls, oh God. May we always rise up as Davids, oh God, in a world full of Sauls where the Saul attitude, Lord, is rampant, Lord, and it seems like what's right, oh God. May we be a people, oh God, that always yearn to keep a pure intention before you, oh God. Oh God, and thank you for every Saul, Lord, that you've sent in our lives, oh God, that will get the Saul out of us, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, oh God, for those, oh God, that we once walked close with, oh God, and now, Lord, there's a disconnection, oh God. Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for the blessings, oh God, but may the measure of our hearts, oh God, always be right, Lord, to serve and serve wholeheartedly, oh God, because you, Lord, it's you, Lord, bringing us into a new place, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you weigh the intentions of our hearts with your word, that you weigh, oh God, you weigh every intention, oh God, every thought pattern, oh God, you weigh it, oh God, and may we be refreshed and renewed and revived, oh God, by your word. May the measure in which we give, oh God, be poured out to us 30, 40, 60, 100-fold, oh God. May it come back in the same measure, oh God. So may the measure of our hearts, Lord, remain on the altar, Lord, ever so pure before you, Lord, for you know, Lord. And despite, Lord, what others may think of us, Lord, what others may look upon us, oh God, what others may see, oh God, may we never be moved by that, oh God, but moved, oh God, by what you see inside of us, oh God. May everything we do, Lord, move your heart, Lord. May the measure of our hearts, Lord, be to just move your heart, Jesus. So I bless you, Lord. I bless every listener on the line, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord, with your people in this hour, oh God. You are bringing us back to the porch and the altar, oh God, to remain in a place and position of repentance, oh God, where our hearts will be renewed and revived and refreshed each and every day, oh God. Thank you for the measure of our hearts, oh God, pleasing you like never before in this hour, Lord Jesus. We bless you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So I bless you. Again, this is your host, Minister Melissa, here at Leaders of Legacy Radio, and I pray that you were blessed. I pray that if there's anything that you would like to reach out to us, you can reach us through via email at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. Send us your prayer requests, send us your praise reports, send us you know how the teachings have blessed you, and most of all, we covet your prayers. We covet your prayers. Keep us in prayer as we go into the streets, as we go into the prisons, as we live each and every day as a living epistle to bring the Lord glory and honor. So until next time, be blessed, stay encouraged, and keep your eyes fixed, for our redemption is drawing nigh. I bless you. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. 1-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.